Hi, and welcome to this demo of setting up an M1 MacBook Pro. In this demo, I'll simply be going through and showing you what the setup process looks like and sounds like. So all I've practically done at the moment is taken the MacBook Pro out of the box and I've plugged it into power, so it made a dwing sound when I plugged it in, and simply the ports on the M1 MacBook Pro. You've got two USB-C ports on the left-hand side, and the right-hand side at the back, you've got the 3.5mm headphone jack, and that's pretty much about it. And funny enough, it actually feels like exactly like my M1 MacBook Air, except unlike the MacBook Air, it doesn't taper towards the front, so it's the same height at the front as it is on the back. So I'm just going to open up the lid. And this is the first time I've actually seen the computer inside. It's going to take the little paper off that. Oh, don't worry about it. Okay. Put that paper aside. That was on the screen. And then I've got this lovely raised keyboard that I've got on my MacBook Air. Very nice. And then, of course, I've got the touch bar at the top. And then on the left-hand side, I've got a physical escape key. On the right-hand side, touch bar. The return key. I've got the touch ID and the cursor up and down cross down the right hand side. So, and then of course in front of the spacebar I've got the trackpad. So I'm going to hit enter.
macOS contains a built-in screen reader called VoiceOver. If you know how to use VoiceOver, press the command key while you press touch ID three times at the right end of the touch bar. To learn how to use VoiceOver to set up your Mac, press the escape key.
Okay, so I'm going to hold down Command key and I'm going to press the Touch ID button in three times. 1, 2, 3.
VoiceOver on Setup Assistant, Window, Australia.
You are current. Now, I'm just going to turn this up.
Increase system volume.
That should be enough. And what I did for that, so to turn it up, on the MacBook Pro with the touch bar, because I don't have any function keys, if I hold down the FN key and do VO, Control and Option, that turns 1 to 0 and dash and equals into F1 to F12. So to turn the volume up just then, I just pressed FN, VO, Control Option, and equals, and that turned it up. Let me press tab.
Vertical scroll bar. Leaving table. Back button. Continue button. You are currently on a button.
And spacebar continue.
Accessibility. You are currently on a text element.
And pressing tab.
Entering scroll area. Vision button.
You are currently so we've got button. Vision button,
motor button,
motor button,
button.
Hearing button,
you are currently on a button. Cognitive button, leaving scroll area, back button,
not now button,
on a button. Entering scroll area, vision button,
and I'm actually just going to press space bar on vision,
back button, you are currently on a button,
and now I'm going to press tab,
back button. Continue button. Turn on voiceover. Checkbox.
So we've got turn on voiceover, which is already checked. Pressing tab again.
Back button. Continue button.
And I press space bar. Continue.
To click this button, press control option space.
And pressing tab again.
Entering scroll area. Turn on zoom. Uncheck checkbox.
And I could turn on if I wanted to. I could just press the space bar to check it or uncheck it. And by the way, the reason why the voice is stopping is because I'm pressing the control key to shut up that extra help message. Pressing tab again. No, tab doesn't want to talk to me anymore. All right, let me just do VO right under option right arrow.
Back button, continue button.
Okay, I'm going to do VO space bar under option space bar. Now pressing tab again.
Entering scroll area. Turn on hover text, unchecked checkbox.
Turn on hover text. Now that's what to do with the mouse, which I'm not going to be using, so I don't have to worry about that by pressing space bar to turn it on or not.
Leaving scroll area. Back button, continue button.
And space bar continue.
You are currently on attack.
Pressing tab again.
Back button, continue button.
You are just, I just missed that. Let me just press shift tab.
Back button, entering scroll area. Turn on speak selection.
Okay, turn on speak selection. I actually find that handy, so I'm going to press it space bar to turn it on.
Turn on speak selection checkbox.
Tab again.
Leaving scroll area. Back button, continue button.
And space bar.
Vision.
Tab.
Entering scroll area. Small cursor button.
You are so I can select small cursor.
Big cursor button.
Big cursor.
Biggest cursor button.
Biggest cursor.
Leaving scroll area. Back button.
And I'm not going to worry any of those. So I'm pressing space bar continue.
You are currently on a text
element. Still on vision, pressing tab.
Entering scroll area. Reduce transparency button.
Reduce transparency. I'm going to worry about that myself. Tab again.
Leaving scroll area. Back button continue button.
And space bar continue.
You are currently on a text.
Tab again.
Entering scroll area. Increase contrast button.
Increase contrast. Nope. Space bar. I mean, sorry, tab.
Leaving scroll area. Back button. Continue
and
button.
Space bar.
Vision. You are currently on a text.
Tab again.
Entering scroll area. Dark button.
That's you dark theme.
Auto button.
Auto.
Leaving scroll area.
Oh, hang on.
Entering scroll area.
So that was auto.
Button.
Auto.
Dark. Button. Selected. Light button.
Okay, it was on already on selected light, so that's good. Tab. Pressing tab.
Dark but auto but leaving scroll area. Back button. Continue button.
Space button. Continue.
You are currently on a text element.
Tab again.
Entering scroll area. Play standard animation button.
You are play currently standard on. Animation button.
Reduce motion button.
Reduce motion button.
Play reduce motion animation button.
Play reduce you motion animation.
On leaving scroll area. Back
I'm going to leave all that alone.
Continue button.
Space bar.
Back button. You are currently
pressing
on button.
Tab.
Motor button.
You okay, and then we're button. Back to the main category. So if I just press shift tab.
Vision completed button.
So vision's completed. Then we've got
motor button.
Motor.
Hearing button.
Hearing.
Cognitive button.
Cognitive.
You are currently on
now,
button.
I did say in my last demo of setting the MacBook Air that I'd do it. Go through the rest of these options. So I'm going to go back to
hearing motor button.
Motor. I'm going to press enter.
To click this button, press hearing button, motor button.
And I'm going to press the space bar. So pressing tab.
Entering scroll area. Turn on accessibility keyboard. Uncheck checkbox.
So turning accessibility keyboard, and I could space bar to check it on. Now, if I press tab, it's not going to speak to me. So I'm going to do VO right on option rare.
Back button. Continue button.
And VO space bar. And doing tab again.
Entering scroll area. Vision completed button. Motor completed button.
Oh, okay.
You are currently on a button.
Is it all under motor? Wait a minute. Let me just press spacebar.
You are currently on a text.
Okay, I'm gonna press tab.
Entering scroll area. Turn on accessibility keyboard. Uncheck checkbox.
Shift tab.
Leaving scroll area. Continue.
Oh, that must be it.
Entering scroll
area. Just do VI left arrow.
Accessibility keyboard image. The accessibility keyboard is an on-screen keyboard. That accessibility keyboard. The accessibility keyboard is an on-screen keyboard that allows you to type and interact with your computer without using a physical keyboard. Accessibility. Turn on accessibility. Back button. Continue button.
No, that was it. Okay. So pressing tab.
Entering scroll area. Motor. Completed. But hearing button.
Okay. Space bar. Hearing.
Button. Hearing. You are currently on a text element.
And tab.
Entering scroll area. Turn on closed captions. Uncheck checkbox.
Okay. So turn on closed captions.
Leaving scroll area. Back. Continue button.
Space bar.
You are currently on.
Pressing tab.
Entering scroll area. Turn on flash for alerts. Uncheck checkbox.
Turn on flash for alerts. Space bar to check it or uncheck it.
Leaving scroll area. Back. Continue button. Accessibility. You are currently on a text element. Entering scroll area. Motor. Completed. Hearing. Completed button. Cognitive button.
Let's try cognitive.
Cognitive. You are currently on a text element.
Okay. Tab.
Entering scroll area. Selected. Light button.
You are currently what on does that mean? Let me just do VR left arrow.
Light or dark appearance changes the color of screen content.
Oh, light or dark appearance. Okay.
Dark button. Selected.
So light
button.
Selected.
Dark.
Dark.
Auto button.
Auto.
Leaving scroll area. Back button. Continue button.
So space button. Continue. I was just pressing the tab key, of course.
Cognitive. You are currently on a
tab again.
Back button. Continue button. Entering scroll area.
Oh, turn on.
Leaving scroll area. Continue button. Entering scroll area. Turn on speech selection. Checked checkbox.
Which mine's already turned on because I did it under vision.
Leaving scroll area. Back button. Continue button.
Space button.
Cognitive. You are currently on a text element. Back button. Entering scroll area. Turn on typing feedback, uncheck checkbox.
Turn on typing feedback, so rather than using a voiceover in my case, it would just be echoing the keyboard without using a full-blown screen reader.
Leaving scroll area, back button, continue
space
button,
bar.
Cognitive. You are currently tab. On text element, back button, entering
scroll
area.
Shift tab.
Turn on hover text, uncheck checkbox.
Turn on hover text,
you are currently
okay.
Leaving scroll area, continue button,
space
accessibility.
Bar.
You are currently on a
tab.
Entering scroll area, motor, completed button, hearing, completed button, cognitive. Leaving scroll area.
That appears to be
back
it.
Button.
All right, so what am
continue,
I doing?
Back button, continue button.
Okay, space bar, continue.
You select your Wi-Fi network.
You select your Wi-Fi network.
Entering table. David's Wi-Fi net. Fun Wi-Fi.
Just pressing down arrow here.
My passport. Office speak. Telstra air. Telstra not. Telstra seat. Wi-Fi zero. Wi-Fi zero. Woody's end. Woody's end guest.
That'll you do. Woody's end guest. Hit enter. Press tab.
Vertical scroll bar. You are currently leaving table. Password. Secure edit text.
Okay, password. So that works. Enter.
Data and privacy. You are currently on a text. Entering scroll area. Learn more. But leaving scroll area. Continue button. Back button. Entering scroll area. Learn more. Button. This icon appears when an Apple feature asks you data and privacy. You are currently.
I don't know what it is about that screen that pops up, and I always think I haven't logged in, which I have. So, now under data and privacy, pressing tab.
Back button. Continue button.
And spacebar.
Learn more button. Migrate entering scroll area. Leaving scroll area. Continue button.
You what's are that one? Shift tab.
Back button. Not now button. Entering scroll area. From a Windows PC, radio button. You are currently
okay, I'm not migrating anything, so I'm press shift tab.
From a Mac, Time Machine backup or startup disk. Selected radio button. Leaving scroll area. Continue.
Oh, hang on a minute.
Entering scroll area. From a Mac,
this time is machine four backup tabs, or startup disk. Macintosh backup.
From a Windows PC, radio.
Windows PC.
Leaving scroll area. Not now button.
And not now, thank you very much. Spacebar.
Sign in with your Apple ID. You are currently.
All right, now this is where I keep getting trapped all the time with my last setup. So I'm going to press tab.
Entering scroll area. Create new Apple ID button. You are currently on a bus.
Let me just do VR right there.
Forgot Apple ID or use different Apple IDs for iCloud and Apple Media purchases. Button.
And I'm going to choose that. Use Apple different Apple ID.
With your Apple ID and data such as photos, contacts, and documents will be stored in iCloud so you can access them on other devices. See how your data is managed. Button. You are currently on a button. To click this button, forgot Apple ID or password, email, edit text, Apple ID, sign into iCloud. You are currently
okay, so this is my iCloud one.
ID, email, edit text, blank.
So I'm just going to pause recording top of my email Apple ID.
Forgot Apple ID or password? Button. This Mac will be set up later. Back button. Continue button. Required secure edit text.
Type in my password.
Blank. PIN entry field 1 of 6. You are currently...
Okay. That's 120.
One, two, blank, zero, blank. Pin entry field 406.
890.
8 blank 0. You are currently on a text element. In dialog, busy progress indicator, loading. You are currently on a progress indicator.
Okay.
Okay, button.
That was on my iPhone 8 just then.
Loading. You are currently on a prompt, adding level 2 terms and conditions, list 1 item, end of cont, adding level 2 terms and conditions, adding left, list 1 item, progress in, cancel, but agree, dimmed button, cancel, I have read and agree to the iCloud terms and conditions, uncheck, checkbox,
whoops,
check,
here we go,
cancel, agree, button, I have read and agree, continue, dimmed button, back, but, set up later, this Mac will be associated with your Apple ID and data such as photos, contact, email, edit text, blank, Apple ID, sign into the App Store. Sign into the App Store.
Okay, this is the App Store.
Email, edit text.
Type in my App Store Apple ID. And just pause the recording. Just pause the recording.
Forgot Apple ID or password? Button. This Mac will set up late. Back button. Continue button. It required secure edit text.
Type in my Apple ID password. Enter.
11 characters. Secure edit text. Required. You are currently on a text. Forgot app. Your Apple. This Mac will set up later. Back button. Continue button. Pin entry field 106.
Here we go again.
Apple, your Apple ID verification code is 216493.
216493.
216. Edit 5, edit 6, edit 3. Did not end of Apple Auth application. You are currently on a scroll area. To begin interaction, back button, continue, dimmed button, sign in with your Apple web application, create a computer account. You are currently on it. Fill out the following information, full name. David, 3, no availability status, image, enter a password that is 4 character, verify password, new password, secure edit text.
Just using items, tab, but now I don't want Safari to do it on anybody else. Alright, so I'm going to type in my password. Oops, that's not the one I use.
Verify pass.
Tab.
Password hints optional, edit text.
So I'll type in my hint.
Allow my Apple ID to reset this password. Check checkbox.
Yep.
Leaving scroll area. Back button. Continue button.
And we have spacebar. Continue.
iCloud. Busy proc setting up or kept back. Continue. Dimmed button.
Still going.
You are currently on a button. This item is dimmed. Password secure edit text.
Oh.
Password. You are currently okay. On a text. Enter the password for David's MacBook Air.
Okay.
Forgot MacBook Air pack leaving scroll area. Continue button.
Yeah, spacebar.
This Mac will be associated with your Apple ID and data such as photos. Find My allows you to locate this Mac on a map. Send it message at Find My. You are currently on
top of screen. Find My.
Find My allows you to locate this Mac on a map.
Right.
Send it messages. This Mac will be back. continue button.
Express setup. Spacebar. Express setup. Top of screen.
Express setup. You have signed into your Apple ID, DAVID double for iCloud, the App Store, and other Apple services. The features and settings below will be set up for you, or you can customize the settings. Scroll area. Learn more. But customize settings button. Back. Continue button.
Just going to continue.
You are currently on analytics. Help app developer share crash and usage data with app developers. Checked. Checkbox.
I'm just doing VR right at the moment.
Help app developers improve their apps by allowing Apple to share crash and you about analytic back but continue button.
Yeah, spacebar. Screen time. Screen time. Screen.
Get insights about your screen time and set limits for what you want to manage. Scroll area. Set up later button.
It's going to do set later because I don't use it.
Siri. Siri helps you get things to enable Ask Siri. Checked. Checkbox. Apple stores transcripts of your interactions with Siri and may review a subset of these transcripts. Siri also sends information like your voice input. Hey Siri's back button. Continue button. Set up. Hey Siri. You are currently on a text. This helps Siri recognize your setup. Hey Siri, later button.
I'll set up Hey Siri later.
Back button. You are currently improve Siri in dictation. Help Apple improve Siri. Share audio recordings. Radio button.
You are
selected. Share audio. Not now. Radio button. About improve Siri in dictation. Back button. Continue.
Spacebar. Continue.
File vault disk encryption.
No, I don't. File vault disk. I'm not doing a file vault. So yeah, right there.
File vault secures your data by encrypting the contents of your disk and locking your screen with a password.
Absolutely not.
Would you like to use File Vault to encrypt the disk on your Mac? Turn on File Vault disk encryption. Checked. Checkbox.
Uncheck it. Thank you very much.
Checkbox. Allow my iCloud account to unlock my disk. Didn't uncheck. Checkbox. Your iCloud account, DAVIDW, can be used to unlock your disk. Back button. Continue button.
Continue.
Place your finger on Touch ID, located at the rightmost end of the touch bar above the keyboard. Image.
Okay, that's up. Touch ID. Finger on.
First enrollment phase. 20. Lift your finger. Place your first enrollment phase. 40. Lift your finger. Place your finger. Place your first enrollment phase. 16. Lift your finger. Place your finger. First enrollment phase. 90. Lift your finger. Place your finger. First enrollment phase. 90. Lift your finger. Place your finger. First enrollment phase. 90. Lift your finger. Place your first enrollment phase.
You can tell I'm just taking my finger on and off.
Place your first enrollment phase. 90. Lift your finger. Place your first enrollment phase. 90. Lift your finger. Place your finger. Place your finger. Second enrollment phase. 0. Lift your finger. Place your finger. Second enrollment. Place your finger. Second enrollment phase. 0. Lift your finger. Place your finger. Place your finger. Second enrollment phase. 1. Lift your finger. Place your second enrollment phase. 1. Lift your finger. Place your finger. Touch ID is ready.
Okay. Good.
Your fingerprint. Second enrollment. Back. Continue button.
Yeah, spacebar.
Busy progress indicator.
So basically, when I'm not pressing tab, I'm doing VO left or right arrow to go through the screen. Or top of screen in this case.
Area. Back button, continue button.
Continue. Top of screen.
Apple Pay splash Apple logo SA image. Touch ID to pay Apple $326.20. Image. Apple Pay splash S8J Apple Pay table. No selection. Text link. Add text. Set up later.
You are going to set up Apple Pay later via spacebar.
True tone display. You are currently on a text element.
Top of screen.
True tone display. Your Mac yeah, automatically right. adapts to it. You can change this later. See without true tone. Back button. Continue button.
Continue. It's about true tone.
Welcome to macOS. VoiceOver is on. Finder. Desktop. Desktop. Group.
You are currently there we on go. Group.
To interact with items in this group, press Control, Option, Shift, Down arrow.
And I've just set up the Mac. I'm going to leave it here because I went through a M1 MacBook Air setup and I went through some of the options that I went through in setting up a Mac. So have a listen to that. Remember again that the fact that this MacBook Pro M1 does have the touch bar, unlike the MacBook Air. And to do the FN keys, you hold down the FN key, function key, bottom left hand side. Then you press 1 to 0 or dash and equals for F11 and F12. You've got a physical escape key at the top. The right over the right-hand side, you've got the Touch ID, and there's a decent gap between the escape key and the touch bar. And then, of course, you've got the trackpad. So if I want to just turn the trackpad on now, I'm just going to do VO right arrow. It's going to do VO two-finger rotate.
Trackpad commander on.
Clockwise, and that's on. And let me just see if the touch bar is speaking to me with VoiceOver. Let me just touch the touch bar on the right-hand side.
Siri, button.
Let's touch Siri. Let me just double-tap on Siri.
Siri, button.
What time is it?
It's 5:51 p.m.
Beautiful. Yep, Siri's working. Lovely. All right. That will do me for the moment. As I say in all my demos, thanks for listening and bye for now.